We're coming now to Disciplines of a Godly Family, and we're coming to the last of our studies this evening. And I do encourage you, if you haven't read through the book, and to encourage you to do that. But I want to do a quick recap before we get into tonight's subject of what we have covered in previous weeks. And I think it's well worthwhile doing it. Our first study was by building a family heritage, given to our family a sense of identity of what it means to belong to our family. Think of our heritage of where we come from in a physical sense, but also our heritage in a spiritual sense. That we have a sense that we are people, not just to live for our enjoyment, but people from a certain background, for we live for principle and that. And then we thought about a loving family, building a positive and loving family atmosphere, that we would be patient and gracious and loving, and our kids would find that the family is their castle. Their home is a place where they're secure and safe, can be honest and open, and know they're accepted and loved there. Then we were thinking about heart matters. It's about developing our children spiritually, seeking their conversion, that they genuinely come and trust in Jesus as Savior and Lord. That a place where we deal with their doubts, we let them be open and talk about things, and it's far better that they share with us their concerns about Christianity than not having them dealt with at all. That we take time and patience with that, and we wrestle with these things. And also we thought about partnership with the church in us, that together we seek to see our children nurtured for Christ. Then we thought about dedicated prayer, praying regularly and wisely for our children, seeking God's grace and blessing in their lives. And one of the purposes of our prayer diary to help to do that. So praying consistently. And there's nothing more or nothing greater that we can do for our kids than to pray for them. And we need to do that. Think of Job, who interceded for his family when they were away. And then serving together, teaching our children that it is more blessed to give than to receive. That we as a family would be a godly witness. And a family is like a wee church there to be a witness for the Savior, serving the Lord together and praying that our family would be like that and showing acts of kindness to our neighbors, to the friends of our children, and being a place that indeed Christ is honored in that way. Then we thought about respect, teaching about true identity, what it means to be made in the image of God, what it means to be fallen in Adam and the sin that we're born with, and how we are redeemed by grace through the Lord Jesus Christ. A realistic picture of who we are as opposed to the world, which just wants to boost everyone's ego and say you're wonderful and great. It's understanding truly who we are and teaching our children that. And then we thought about the D word, the discipline, about keeping in the early years a close control and really in the early years teaching them right and wrong, teaching them indeed not to lie, to be honest and truthful. And then gradually as they get older, and hopefully by God's grace, their self-control and God control in their lives, we can relax that parental control a bit by bit. A hard thing, of course, to do. And then last time we were thinking about mind your manners. And it's not just a matter about your P's and Q's. It's a matter about treating other people with respect. Treating people with respect and being respectful in their presence. Being aware, teaching our children to be aware of people around them and that they would indeed act in an appropriate manner. So tonight we come to our last of one of the chapters. It's chapter 10 and it's lasting enrichment. I've got to be honest, it took me a while to get into this chapter. Some of the chapters you get into very quickly. I've got to say I struggled with this a wee bit. But I think over time it did grab hold of me bit by bit. And really, the verse that's behind this is Revelation 4:11, where it says, "For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." God is the creator, and being made in the image of God, we share in the joys of his creation, but we also share something of his creative nature. That's part of being made in God's image. And this chapter about enriching our children is about encouraging our children to enjoy the good things of God's world around us, and at the same time to develop their own creative nature and skills. It's about enriching their lives through knowledge and experience of God's creation, and all for the glory of God. It's getting their heads out of the tablet, getting their heads away from the TV to enjoy and see the wonder of the world that is around us. Now, there's a dozen points which we're going to look at very briefly here of encouraging us to do it. And just to emphasize, not every one of these points will be for every family, and not every one of these points will be for every child. Good job and that. But gives you some ideas of how we can help enrich the lives of our children to enjoy their Creator and what He has done. The first thing mentioned is reading. Reading is so important. Do you understand that local schools, primary schools and secondary schools, that take Four Towns and the Diamond, two that I'm definitely aware of, that they have representatives on their board of governors from the churches? And the reason why they have representatives on the board of governors from the churches is because those schools were initially started by the churches. And the reason why the churches started schools was, yes, for the good of education, for getting on in life, but above all, so that our children could read and read the Word of God. And so teaching our kids to read and to read for themselves is something that is beneficial in so many different ways. For going on through life, it's something we hope they'll enjoy, but ultimately the goal is that they'll read the Bible and read spiritual books is the ultimate goal. How do we encourage reading with our kids? Well, I think we could encourage, first of all, by having non-tech times. Having times when there's no TV, having times when there's no tablets or phones allowed, and encouraging to do things without that. Maybe having particular times for families to read. Okay, for the next half an hour, we're all going to read. Nothing on TV, we're going to read and spend time to do that. Taking visits to the library, visiting bookstores. I love visiting secondhand bookstores particularly. Using audiobooks. Maybe you're going on a journey, have an audiobook, a good audiobook. There's some list of stuff in the back of the book. Kids even having it in their bedrooms. Maybe they're tidy in their bedroom, have an audiobook to do that. And something kids can really, really enjoy and helps their imagination, helps them to learn in so many ways. So encouraging our kids to read. There's some tremendous Christian books, and even in reading the Bible, I love the Action Bible. As a young boy myself, if you don't know what the Action Bible is, it's the Bible stories, but done in like a cartoon format. And I learned so much of the Bible by reading that, and my daughters now have learned so much of the Bible by reading the Bible in that format. It's something that's different and enjoyable and very graphic, encouraging the reading. Secondly, the arts. Now, I'm not someone naturally inclined to the arts very much, but then when you think what the arts is, it is very varied. It can be music, teaching our kids to appreciate music, having music playing in the house instead of the TV on all the time. If our kids want to and we feel it's appropriate to let them have music lessons, learning something, musical instrument, theater, taking them to see plays and that when they're old enough. Visual arts like painting and sculptures and stuff, and encourage them to do that. Movies, there's a good selection of movies in the back of the book. I've mentioned before dove.org. You can look them up from a Christian perspective, what movies are good indeed for children to watch in that. And sometimes some of the old films are really good for them to do that. So get them involved in some of the arts is encouraging. Next thing they mentioned is storytelling. This can be reading from a book out loud. It can be your own stories. It can be, I know our kids love stories. Stories from my childhood or from stories my father passed down and that. It can be fictional stories. It can be real stories. I'm telling my kids the ghost of Narrowwater Castle, which is actually a true story if you want to know about it. And that is quite a funny story about that. Stories, kids love that. personal stories, family stories, sharing different stories. When we're traveling along in the car, they're stuck at their heads, stuck in the phone, turn that off for a minute or two and talk, encouraging that. The next thing mentioned is travel, exploring the world around us. Now, this can include jetting across the world and visiting different places, which is good, and do that. If you do go on a warm holiday where your kids can encourage you, don't just spend it around the pool. Go and visit the historical sites and let them be aware of the culture that's there. But you don't have to jet across the world to travel. You can visit around us, the countryside around us. It amazes me so often how people haven't visited so many parts of Northern Ireland. I used to keep the Belfast people going with that I studied with, that they thought the world ended at Sprucefield and at Glengormley, and there's nothing beyond that. But I think we've been through that in different parts of the world that we don't travel. Visit historical sites and museums that are around us. Get our kids to know the world that's out there and doing that. Languages, and maybe our kids are learning a language. It's good maybe for us as family to learn a few phrases and words in that, and it's good to be involved in that. Never was good at languages. I think I've studied in my life 5 languages and failed at them all in that. So, but it's about getting into a different culture too, and one of the benefits of that. The users mentioned this, that one of their great laments is they didn't get their kids into Spanish enough. They live in California. There's a strong Spanish-speaking population, and they felt that was a real lack. So maybe we should be learning Irish. I'll leave that up to you in that regard. In that. Entertaining guests is another one. Having people within the house and having people from different backgrounds in the house and encouraging our kids not to disappear into their bedroom, but to be there and to talking and to engage with folk. It's such a blessing. I remember one evening, Sinclair Ferguson was in our house, and the delight of our daughters, they could bring their book, a book that he had written, a kid's book, for him to sign in that as well. So entertaining guests. Next thing he mentions is nature. Oh, what a way to enrich our kids' lives, to make them aware of creation, of the world around us. It could be hobbies like bird watching and things like that. Good things to be involved in. I encourage the way the schools do this. It could be about walks in the countryside, the forest parks, up the mountains, along the coast. Chatting with our kids about what they see. Chatting about the world around us. Which, again, what a picture it presents to us of an amazing God. The God who has made this all. It gives us a picture of a God who is bigger and more glorious than we can ever imagine. The next thing they mentioned is pets. I don't think I'm going to mention this. This is too controversial a subject in some homes, but you can read what I've put in the notes there and read what they say in the book about pets. I'm going to skip that. I'm not brave enough. I don't cause any rows in that regard. And that we've had them in our own house. Hobbies is another one. Hobbies that maybe we are involved in and encourage our kids to be involved in, but listen, if they have no love or interest in it, do not force it upon them. But hobbies that they like, take an interest in their hobbies. The users mentioned to be enriching, a hobby should be enjoyable, relaxing, enlarging, and reserved for one's spare time. Good hobbies. It's a good way for families to do things together. It's a good thing to share with our kids if there's a hobby that we're involved in together. There's some people, you know, and sometimes there's a barrier there and relationships. A common hobby helps break down many a barrier. Skills is the next thing. This can include such things as sewing, maybe wiring a plug, basic car maintenance. It's amazing how many children and young people don't know, and even some adults don't know how to change the wheel in their car or to put the water in for the wipers and so forth. In that, teaching our kids. Now, this takes patience because we know we can often do things twice as quick than if our kids are helping. But we should be engaged in doing this with them. Cooking and baking is another thing as mentioned, very beneficial in teaching skills for life for boys and girls, but also creates good times of communication as well. And it should be not neglected. I grew up in a house with 4 sisters. I didn't get out of the housework. I didn't get out of looking after the food. I did my best to, like trying to boil potatoes with no water in the saucepan, but that didn't work. I still had to learn to do it the right way, or putting the kettle on without water in it and stuff like that. But you was taught those skills, and patience was shown. And the final thing mentioned is sports. Good for our mental health as well as our physical health. Something that families can do together. I think of some of my happiest memories as a child. Kicking football with my dad in the back garden, playing cricket with my mum in the back garden, playing tennis on the beach there downhill and things like that. Things you can do together. Wonderful things to have time with our kids in that. As I mentioned, we're not expected to do all of these things, and it's to give some ideas for families and for children. The purpose is to give us ideas to enrich our kids' lives. The user says something very important. It says, don't attempt to do too much. Don't over-program your life. Relax and enjoy your family. You'll always be an imperfect parent, so be a fun one. Enjoy life's arias. You'll be hearing the angels soon enough. And the challenge here is to invest time with our kids, to enjoy our kids, let our kids enjoy us, that we can invest time with our kids so that we have an opportunity for us to share our faith, which is so dear to us. That's the purpose of this. It's spend time with kids in doing this, help them to be enriched with the world that's around us, and at the same time, share the truth of the Lord as we're doing fun stuff together. I'm going to end with a wee quote here from Deuteronomy chapter 6. And there it says, and these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. And the picture there from those verses is that indeed, it's in the everyday things of life. When we do the things for our kids, we talk about God's truth. As we're at home, as we're out for a walk, we're doing stuff together, working together, learning together. Opportunities to share the truth of God. Our kids need to see that we're real, we're engaged in their lives. It's so easy when we're tired and we're weary just to sit down in front of the box and to switch off. Let's give time to our kids. Particularly, I want to challenge dads in this because we sometimes can be the most neglectful in this. Let's really value the time with our children because too soon they will disappear from our homes. Sometimes I get frustrated when the door opens into my study and I'm interrupted again. The thing that I remind myself, a day will come when there will be no interruption and no one indeed there to interrupt me, and that will be a sad day. Invest in our families. Invest in our kids. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your precious word. And Lord, I just grant that indeed that we would, those of us who are parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles, would invest, Father, in the kids that they have influence in. Father, what a lovely thing to do, to spend time and even to assure them the glory of creation, the glory of the world that you've made around them. Father, whether it be listening to a beautiful singer gifted by you, or whether looking at a lovely sunset, or whether, Father, doing some sports together, that, Father, we just enjoy life and all that is good in life. So that, Father, our kids will grow up enriched in you, and grow up indeed loving your truth and loving Christ and knowing life to the full in him. Oh, Father, we know we can't do everything. And Father, some of this, the big challenge is what do we not do in life? And help us, Father, to make wise decisions in that and to give time that we need for that which is most important, oh God, to you. For such grace we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.